Well, now we're moving to the oceans, and it's pretty rare in recent times to find a positive story about life in the oceans. But this week, researchers from the University of Bern in Norway have shown that there is a species that is unexpectedly thriving. The study, published in Science, is about a fish called the bearded goby, Cephalogobius bibarbatus. And it seems... Yes, I know, it just rolls off the tongue. And it seems to be an unexpected winner in an ecosystem that's been severely damaged, called the Benguela upwelling system off the coast of Namibia. In the 1960s, aggressive overfishing combined with environmental changes in the area led to a collapse of the sardine population and a shift in the structure of the whole ecosystem. There was a massive rise in jellyfish numbers, and the seabed was covered in this sulfurous, low-oxygen mud layer. And it was pretty much considered to be a dead ecosystem. But the team led by Anne Utner-Palm found that the bearded gobies are just thriving there. They showed through a series of actually pretty elegant behavioural and physiological experiments that the gobies have been able to hide in the low-oxygen mud on the seafloor, so hiding from predators, and feed on the bacteria in the mud. They turn down their metabolism to survive in the low oxygen sort of sludge and then ascend up into the more oxygen rich layers of the water under the safety of darkness to digest the food. They also munch away on the jellyfish, returning what were previously thought to be dead end resources back to the food chain by then becoming prey themselves to larger fish. So it's quite exciting because they could be seen as a bit of a stabilising factor, buffering local fisheries that are just starting to recover against environmental changes in the future. And it's very promising because it shows that it is possible for an apparently collapsed marine ecosystem to recover.
I think you just have to accept that nature is a wonderful thing, and it's also very resilient. Thank God it is too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, Sarah.